Don't fight it. Just accept it and keep going. You know, you won't be the first person that was running and crying and boohooing all at the same time. I've been there. Many people have been there. It's okay. Episode 259 of the Diz Runs With podcast is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip: the things they don't tell you about running your first marathon. Hey guys, today's episode of the show is brought to you by Audible.com. And if you haven't heard of Audible.com yet, basically it's like the place to get your, you know, audiobooks. You know, if you're like me, you wish you had a little bit more time in the day to read, both kind of, you know, for quote unquote work and for pleasure. Some fun reading once in a while would be great. And I just don't make the time to do it. But one of the things that you can do is join Audible and give yourself, you know, get yourself some books to read or to be read to you that you can listen to when you're on the go, when you're running, when you're working around the house, whatever it is you're doing. And as part of their sponsorship for this episode, if you head over to dizruns.com/audible, you can get a completely free 30-day trial as well as a free audiobook download of the book of your choice. And they have, you know, tens of thousands of books available. So check it out. You got nothing to lose. If you don't like it, you can cancel and you get to keep the book as well. So, you know, why not? What do you got to lose? Dizruns.com/audible. Links in the show notes. Links in the album artwork in your mobile device. Whatever you listen to this on, just tap the album cover and click the link and get yourself a free audiobook download and try out audible.com. So today I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that you have to deal with or you know, things to get ready for running your first marathon. And, you know, if you head over to the Google and you type in, you know, tips to prepare for your first marathon or anything even remotely resembling, you know, first marathon, running your first marathon, whatever, you'll come up with page after page after page of posts and blog posts and articles from Runner's World and all the different running magazines. So you may be thinking, if you realize that there, you know, it is, if you realize that there's so many of these posts out there, why are you doing another post? Why are you wasting our time with a quick tip episode about this thing that we've probably all read the same article a dozen times? Well, because to be quite honest, pretty much all of those posts, or at least all of the half a dozen or dozen that I've clicked on and looked at, all pretty much say the same thing. They all have the same, you know, half dozen to a dozen tips, and they don't get into some of the nitty gritty. You know, they talk about some of the more actionable things, the things that maybe are common sense, maybe aren't common sense. But again, you know, if you read one of those articles, you read them all. But there are a lot of things, or at least today I'm going to talk about five things that are missing from virtually every single one of those articles. And things that I wish I would have known, things that I wish would have been communicated to me before I ran my first marathon, things that I'm still kind of dealing with, still wrestling with, that I still have to keep in mind, you know, as I'm training for my whatever eighth or ninth marathon, whatever running with the Bears is later this summer. So some of these lessons are things that, you know, you just keep learning. The longer you keep running, the more lessons you keep learning. But there are five things that I want to talk about today and went into a little bit of detail on the blog, which you can get to today's quick tip post at dizruns.com/258. Is that what I said? 258? Nope, 259. dizruns.com/259. I'll go into a little bit more depth here for you guys. But the five things that I've never seen anybody talk about, never read about on any other articles or blog posts, things to help you prepare for your first marathon. One, as you're leading up to it, as you're getting into the training, remember that your long runs are about much more than just your running. They're more important, more valuable than just for the fact that you're logging, you know, 14 miles and 15 miles and eventually 20 miles or whatever your training plan has you going up to. Those long runs are literally dress rehearsals for race day. And I would encourage you on just about every single long run leading up to your race to be constantly experimenting, constantly trying different things. So what kind of things should you be trying? Well, I mean, try out different fuel sources. You know, if you're like me, you know that you don't like gels. So try some different things. Try honey stingers. Try maybe packets of peanut butter or nut butter. Try chews. Try, you know, real food. Pack some raisins or a picky bar or, you know, just any of a number of different options and try those. try those, try before your race or before your run. I'm sorry. Try before, you know, as a breakfast or something to eat before, try for fueling during your race, because ultimately during your marathon, you're probably going to have to eat breakfast before the race, and you're going to have to fuel during your race. And it's nice to know what works well, what sits well in your stomach, especially if you have a sensitive stomach. It's nice to know what works for you. And the only way you know is to try different things. So that's a huge component of what your long runs are. And so many people, and again, myself included, have missed that the first marathon, where we're not trying different things. We just try one thing, or don't even try it. You don't even realize that it's a constant dress rehearsal. So, you know, other things that you're going to try clothing. You know, what clothes work well for you? What prevents chafing? What doesn't rub on your, you know, if it's like ladies for sports bras, what sports bras don't rub, or tank tops, things like that won't irritate you. You know, how to tighten your belt if you're going to hold your phone or your fuel, things like that. Just all of the different things, hydration, how much to drink, what's too much, what's not enough. You know, should you make your own and bring it with you, or should you rely on what's going to be provided at the race? What's your strategy going to be? Are you going to go out and try to even split or negative split? Are you going to run, walk? I mean, all of these things, try them during your buildup, during your long runs, so that on race day, you have as good of an idea as you can possibly have about what is going to help you to be successful for whatever your goals might be, whether it's just finishing, or, you know, whether you have a time goal for that first marathon. Second thing is to talk about the taper, and specifically how tough the taper is. Now, most of the posts that I kind of referenced earlier all, you know, mention the importance of tapering and, you know, really being serious about taking, you know, cutting back on the mileage and the intensity and whatnot. But what they fail to mention is that the taper is tough mentally. Like, you've been doing all this running, and now for 2 or 3 weeks, your plan is telling you to kind of cut your running way down and don't run anymore. And, you know, you start to think to yourself, well, maybe I'm losing my fitness. Maybe I struggled for my last long run, and now they're going to tell me to not do another long run for 2 weeks or 3 weeks before the race. Like, that doesn't add up. But it really is, you know, the taper really is beneficial, and it really is difficult. They don't tell you that. People get stir crazy. You get antsy. People want to run. I know I typically start to feel aches and pains. You know, I can do an 18 or 20 or 22 mile training run and be sore, but not be worried about anything. And then when I take, you know, and cut my mileage way back for that week or two before the race, like, I start feeling all these mystery pains all over my body. My knees hurt, my legs hurt, my hips hurt. It's normal. Okay. The taper is a tough period, tough mentally. It's kind of seems almost counterproductive, but just trust it. It's good. It's good for you. And those little aches and pains that you think are creeping up, they'll go away. Once the race starts, you'll be fine. I promise you. Now, getting into the actual race itself, some things that they don't tell you about running your first marathon. One of them is that the race itself is quite the emotional roller coaster ride. There's ups, there's downs, there's highs, there's lows. And then, I mean, you know, and you very well could experience all of that within the first 10K, and then you still got 20 more miles to go. Hang on for the ride. It's going to be intense. There's going to be times that you wonder what the hell you're doing, why you even started this process. You're going to be ready to walk off the course. You know, get me in a car and take me home, throw my running shoes away. I'm never going to run again, but push through. You know, there's going to be times that all of a sudden it gets easier. You're having fun. The crowd support, if you're running a race that's a little bit more crowded with more people, you'll have people cheering, and that will lift your spirits a little bit. But just the roller coaster of emotions, the excitement before the race, the, oh my gosh, I'm only 10 miles in, I've still got 16 miles to go. Just the highs and the lows are constant. And at some point you may feel almost even overcome, and you start to get a little weepy eyed. As a guy who, I think I've said before, I've probably cried more at more races, more marathons than I have in non-running situations in my adult life. I don't know what it is, but there's something about pushing yourself and striving, and whether you're feeling like you're being successful or whether you feel like you're not quite living up to the standard you set for yourself, just the emotions come. Let them come. Don't fight it. Just accept it and keep going. You know, you won't be the first person that was running and crying and boohooing all at the same time. I've been there. Many people have been there. It's okay. It's normal. Then when you get to the finish line, the feeling there is amazing. It's amazing. There's, you know, all of those emotions that you've been feeling for the previous 26.2 miles. You feel them all again, but you feel them all at once when you get to the finish line. There's relief. There's joy. There's happiness that it's over. There's sadness that it's over. There's regret for maybe, you know, if you didn't quite hit your goal. There's so many things. It's this unique blend of a cocktail of feelings and emotions. And you'll probably never be able to fully describe it. Yet we all pretty much know how you're feeling. And we've all felt sort of the same. But again, we've all felt this feeling at the finish line that's amazing, a sense of accomplishment, and no way we can put it into words. But, you know, enjoy that feeling. Eat it up. It's fantastic. Something that you'll take with you forever. I mean, you'll remember that first finish and that range of emotions for a long time. I can promise you that. And the last thing that no one ever tells you about running your first marathon is after the fact, dealing with the post-marathon blues, especially if you don't have something else on your schedule. Kind of that feeling of now what? You know, for the last 16 weeks or 18 weeks or however long you've been training for this race, like you've been training with this one thing, this one beacon that you've been moving towards, that first marathon, that first time going 26.2 miles. Now what? Now it's over. Now what the hell am I going to do? You know, why am I going to do any more long runs? Like what is next? I've been there and I've taken several months off of running after that first marathon. And then when you decide to start running again, it sucks. Like you're starting back from square one, and it's frustrating to realize that, you know, not too long ago you could go 26 miles and now you can't go like 2 miles without stopping. So, you know, just be prepared at the end of that race for what could happen next. What's next on the agenda? You know, maybe it's having another race already planned or another race, you know, just kind of far off in the distance, but at least you have something to strive for. It could be something short too. It could be a 5K, a 10K, something like that. Not that I ever enjoy running a 5K, but I'm okay with running a 5K shortly after a marathon. In fact, that's my best PR. Came just several weeks after a marathon training cycle. And so, you know, just having something like that on your schedule can just give you a little pep in your step, a little reason to get back out there and get back to training a little bit. You know, after your body feels good, give yourself a break, let yourself recover. But having an idea of what's next running wise is helpful, so that after the race, you know what's in store instead of wondering what, if anything, might be in store for your running after that race. So those are five things that I've never heard really people talk about, but are things that I've all learned, like I said, through experience. And, you know, if you're gearing up for your first marathon or your first marathon in a while, or even your first half marathon, your first 10K, I mean, all this stuff relates to whatever that first new distance is for you. But, you know, again, remember those training runs are dress rehearsals. The taper time is important, but it's tough. It's a roller coaster ride of emotions, and the finish line is pretty incredible. And then have a plan for after you finish the race. So that's today's quick tip. Some things that they don't tell you about your first marathon. But if there's other things that you wish you knew, for those of you who have run marathons before and maybe, you know, we're in the same boat as I am and wish that you had known a few more things, head over to the show notes for this episode, dizruns.com/259, and leave a comment. And that way other people can learn from your experience, and maybe I can learn from your experience as well. And if you haven't run a marathon yet, head over also to the show notes and leave a comment kind of addressing what maybe you're worried about, what you're anxious about. And maybe some other folks will be able to shine some light on some things that they've done and they've learned and can help you. Because that's what this is all about, helping each other do better, do well. The show notes and in the comment section specifically is a great place to have that conversation. So dizruns.com/259. Don't forget to support Audible. Thanks to Audible for supporting the show. Dizruns.com/audible. Links in the show notes. Links in the album art. And with that, hope you have a great weekend if you listen to this on Friday. And whenever you listen to this, hope you have a great rest of your day. And look forward to talking to you again real soon. See ya.